So this is still Monday, September 16th. It is still Irene Fitzsimmons, the interviewer, and I'm here with the third individual interview of the Brown family. I'm here with Jean, and we're just going to start, Jean, from where you were kind of toward the end of your school, graduating, and you can tell us your piece from here.
I graduated from Edwin Parr School. I was the valedictorian, and from there I went to University of Alberta, and I worked every summer, and then I went to, where did I teach first? I taught in Collington, I taught in Perryvale, and then I taught in Athabasca Elementary School, and I taught in Edwin Parr, and around and about. Loved every minute of it, just about.
And how many years in total?
33 years in total, mostly math. A few years in phys ed, really liked that, but it didn't, total phys ed did not work out with some young children, because you were off coaching basketball or volleyball or things like that. So then I went on to the elementary school where I taught a classroom, and that was more conducive to having young children and teaching in the classroom. So that worked out very well. After teaching for, that many years, it was great. But we had a farm and children, so that was lots of work at home also. And then we bought a piece of lake property. So we had to build a cabin. So we got that done, built a cabin. And then after you build a cabin, then you've got to buy a boat. So we bought a ski boat. And that was great fun. We loved every minute of that. And the family, extended family and all, had to learn to water ski. And then, of course, along came tubes and knee boards, all those things that go along with boats and.
Jean, where was your cabin?
Our cabin is on Crooked Lake, up there behind Island Lake and Chain Lakes, between Island Lake and Chain Lakes, and used that an awful lot. Not only us, our families, our friends, and it was a great place, not only for all that, but many, many, many family celebrations and barbecues and that sort of thing for celebrations in the summer. So what else do you do at the lake?
And how old, who are your children and how far apart are they?
Oh, my goodness. One child is 49 and the other one is 46.
And what are their names and do they have children themselves?
Yeah, Dion has four children. One boy and three girls. So they're grown and away from home. One is an actor. Actor, you know, how it is being an actor. I said to him one day, I said, are you going to live under a stairs learning to be an actor? And he said, probably. So, but he's had lots of fun out there. He's Oftentimes he's working as a waiter or a hostess or something.
And do they live here?
Oh, no, they've actually got a place to live in Vancouver. Wow. So that's good.
And is that where your daughter is too?
No. This is a stepson.
Okay, so your stepson is Dion?
No. This is my son's son.
Oh, your son's son. So your son's name is
Dion.
Dion.
This is okay. Dion's family.
Dion's family.
Dion's okay. family.
And does Dion live here?
He lives in Westlock.
In Westlock. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, and he works out of Sherwood Park, and drives to wherever they send him. He's a safety boss.
Oh, sweet. Does monitor safety.
That's right. He monitors safety. And then his daughter is just starting university, so she's wanting to be in education. So she's at she's in Edmonton at the University of Red Deer.
Okay, Red Deer College? Okay.
Yeah, so we're watching her very carefully, getting started.
Yes.
And the little one is in grade 11.
Okay.
So watching for her.
Yeah. And your other child is?
Is Janine.
Janine, and she is, where does she live?
She lives half a mile south of us because when things started changing and this farm came up for sale, well, we had to buy it because it was part of our recreation property.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We skidooed our property and their property. We rented it for about 10 years before it came up for sale. So we're enjoying having her there. Mm-hmm. She has two children, one 21 and one 19. So,
and do they live on the property?
They live on the property, yeah. She works at Blue Heron, and her husband works at Alpac.
Okay.
Yeah. And both of their children are finished school. And one of them is still trying to figure out what she's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is at the golf course.
Okay.
At the
Fox's Den?
The
golf
Fox
course?
Den. Yes.
Lion's Den. No, Fox's
the Fox
Den.
Yes. So we'll see. You know, that it'll last for this part of the summer. And then yes. I don't know what's going to happen for her. She's...
And how long have you and Leonard been married?
It was 52 years in June.
Wow.
So, yeah. It's been forever. Like, there's something happened down at the farm, and Sherry says, well, Leonard's been here forever. And he kind of has been. He was part of the group that was...
On your family farm?
Yes, the Brown family farm, along with the group that we were talking about earlier.
Yes. Yeah. So you've known him an awful long time.
A long, long time, yes.
And what do you farm at all still?
Not now.
Not now. No. What did you farm?
Oh, cattle and grain. Okay. Yeah, a small amount of each.
Mm-hmm.
And he really liked it. He really enjoyed farming.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what his parents did. And that's what he took over when he quit working out. Because he worked for Nova and TransCanada Pipeline and whatnot. Mm-hmm. When all the years I was teaching, he was working out too. We sort of did everything together all our lives.
Have you been able to travel a little together?
Oh yes, we bought a motorhome back when, and we took that across Canada, and took that up to Yellowknife and all that sort of thing. We traveled with a lot of other couples and enjoyed that an awful lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How has it been for you to be part of this, chatting with your siblings about your family and your own story?
We do this occasionally, mm-hmm. and you get these stories. Lots of the times, you don't get as many stories out of Edwin mm. as you do of Mavis and Shirley.
Right.
But, yeah, it's good.
Yes.
Every time we can always visit together and find something new, mm-hmm. which is just great.
And a lovely, really a lovely, rich family history.
Oh, yes, it is. Mm-hmm. And we don't sort of ride on each other's backs for mm-hmm. stories and mm-hmm. that sort of thing. Like, we don't travel together a whole lot. I don't know why. We just have different interests and that sort of thing. But we do meet at the lake an awful lot.
So the lake is a meeting place.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah.
Lovely. Yeah. Is there anything else, Jean, that...
Well, the other part of our life that we haven't mentioned yet is the community club. Mm-hmm. We've been part of the South Athabasca Community Club mm-hmm. for quite a few years, and that means a lot of service work.
And that's a real thriving community
club.
It
is. It's a very busy community club. Mm-hmm.
So what kinds of things do you do there?
We just finished building a playground there.
Wow.
Yes. Well, we've been to casinos quite a bit. Mm-hmm. So there was casino money that we needed to spend. So that meant, you know, doing something mm-hmm. worthwhile. Mm-hmm. So we got the playground built, and the playground goes along with the summer kitchen that we built, oh, maybe, I don't know, 10 years ago. What else have we built there?
How many members of the club is there? Is there a core group? Or
Probably a core group, probably between 18 and 25 members. Yes, a nice group of members. And, you know, like a group of a few that are 80 that have been a stable group for quite a few years.
Yes.
And this young group that wanted the playground so badly. Oh. And they really went out and worked at it to get it.
So different generations coming together.
That's right, mm. yeah, and we're so glad to have that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had that going on for years and years and mm-hmm. years because it was the old school there. So.
And when did it stop being the old school?
I guess when they closed it as a school, and in order to keep it, they had to open it as a community club, and that would have been the late 50s.
Okay.
Yeah.
And was that schoolhouse from kind of kindergarten to grade, all grades there?
Yes, all grades, until mid-50s, okay. when it was shut down as a large school. Mary Olson may have been the last teacher there. She and Leonard and Lorraine Quasney had, you know, many memories to talk about last night when we had a meeting, and it was sort of, you know, about this, the new playground and how it everything has been coming and going as this grown from just a little old one-room school mm-hmm. to a community facility.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. An important community facility.
Oh, yes, really.
Kind of the heart of your community there.
It is, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it's been a real pleasure having you part of the, it's lovely to see all the siblings together, to be able to share in a story, and thank you for that, for the time, and also thank you for your individual story of you and Leonard and your children and where you're living right now and your life right now.
Oh, thank you very much, Irene. It's so nice to chat with you and
yes.
know you from back when.
Yes, we do. Yes, thank you, Jean.
From when your children came and went to school.
You bet.
Yes.